Okay, good evening, everybody. Today is our last year from Camp Kaylee. Beis Hashem, starting Thursday morning, I'll be back home, regular time, 6:15 a.m. at Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere. Today we're going to be doing Wednesday's Daf, which is Gittin Daf Samach Dalet. We are holding on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. Here's your sponsor once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lizeh Chanishmas' mother, called the Basimcha Allah Shalom. We thank him for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing we're going to talk about is how a woman can prove her divorce when it happened through a shliach l'kabbalah. So that's going to be the topic of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas, who we believe when the Baal says that he just gave to the get as a pikadon to somebody to hold on to, and the shliach says, no, it's for gerushin. So do we believe the Baal or do we believe the shliach? And the Gemara is going to have two rayas to try to figure out which one of those shitos is correct. Then the Gemara is going to talk about if the Baal, the Isha, and the Shliach all agree that she's divorced, but there are no Edim that she's divorced, and the Gemara is going to tell us that we don't believe them. And the Gemara is going to discuss why each one of those parties, the Baal, the Isha, the Shliach, are each not believed. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss a machlokas whether a Nara HaMurasa can be Makabel her own get, and also the minimum age that one needs to be in order to get divorced. The Gemara is going to then discuss the minimum age for a girl to get divorced, and for a Katan to make a kinyan for himself, as well as make a kinyan for others. And that will, Beis Hashem, bring us to the end of the Daf. So let's begin again. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So let's pick it up from there. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ha'isha shomer skabeli giti. A woman says, I am to a shliach, I am hereby appointing you to mekabel my get from my husband on my behalf. And the shliach says that he has fulfilled the shlichus and he was mekabel the get from her husband. So tricha shteki de edim. The woman is going to need to bring two sets of edim to prove that she in fact is divorced. Shnayim shomer b'fenenu amra. Two of the edim are going to have to testify in front of us that she in fact appointed them to be her shaliach, and then and therefore they're authorized to be mekabel the get on her behalf. Ushaim shomer b'fenenu kippah v'kara, and two other edim to testify that the shliach was in fact mekabel the get from the husband and then tore it up. So the Mishnah just adds that you don't need really two totally separate pairs of edim. Afilu ein arishon vein achronin. Even if it's the same edim that are made the first set of edus and the same edim that are made the second set of edus, they heard the woman appoint this guy as a shliach, and they also happen to see the husband give this shliach the get, that's perfectly fine. The Tosfos points out that l'chora there's a preference that they should be made the entire eidos, because then it doesn't even get into a shaila of a chatzi davar. So why is it that the Mishnah says afilu, even if it's the same eidim? Adrabah, I would think for sure if it's the same eidim, then it's definitely not a chatzi davar. So what's the havamina that the same eidim is worse? So Tosfos says no, because if it's the same eidim, it may look a little bit like Eidei Sheker, that the woman hired them to testify on her behalf, because it's very dochak that the same people who are there at the time of the Minoy HaShliach are also going to be there at the time of the Kabbalah Saget. And that's why the Tana wants to tell us that Afal Pikein, even though that looks a little suspicious, that's still going to work. Oh, Echad Min HaRishonim, Echad Min HaChronim, Echad Mitzarev Imayim. Another way that this could work is that you have one aid that's a part of both sets of Eidim, and then in each time, for each Eidos, he has a different partner to partner up with him in saying that Eidos. That also works as the Eidos that's necessary. So again, all the Mishnah told us is that if a woman says that she appointed a shliach to be mekabel to get, and that the shliach was then mekabel to get, in order to prove that she's divorced, she needs two Eidim that she appointed the shliach, and two Eidim that the shliach received the get. But it could be any sort of tziruf of how those two sets of Eidim work. It could be the same set of Eidim, it could be one from each pair. It could be one person that serves on both pairs and one that doesn't. So that's perfectly fine. So now, says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlokas where there's some sort of disagreement between the Baal and the Shliach. So who do we believe? So Itmar, Baal Omer L'Pikadon. There's a machlokas Amarim as follows. We find a get in the hand of a Shliach. And the Baal says, yes, of course you do, because I gave it to him as a Pikadon, not to be Megarish with with it. I just gave it to him as a pikadon. The Rishonim struggle with why it has to say that the Baal gives it, is claiming that he gave it as a pikadon. Why doesn't he just say he gave it as for the guy to be a shliach lahalacha? So Tosfos and Dibra Maskel Baal points out that the whole reason the Baal is going to be neman, according to Rav Huna, is because the taina of the Baal is going to be that if I really wanted to give it l'shem gerishin, I would have given the get myself to the isha. But when the Baal is moda that he gave the get l'shem halacha, so he's moda that he gave it l'shem gerishin, and he didn't give it to the isha. So then there's no reason whatsoever to believe the husband. So the only situation, the only case that we can build that makes it reasonable to hold that the Baal is Neman is if he gave it as a pikadon, because then he can come with a real taina that had I given it l'shem gerishin, I would have given it directly to the isha. That's how Tosos writes. The Ritva disagrees with Tosos. The Ritva says lav dafka that the Baal is saying I gave it as a pikadon, even if the Baal says I gave it as a shliach l'olacha, according to Rav Huna he would be believed, because he's saying now I want to be mevatel that shlichus l'olacha. Because if the Baal would not be believed to say that I gave it as shlich l'olacha, then he for sure would not be believed to say he gave it as a pikadon either. Because the taina of a pikadon is a lesser taina. Because normally when you give a get, you're giving it l'shem gerishin and not as a pikadon. So it's a lesser taina, fundamentally a lesser taina to say pikadon. So that's why the Ritva says, if you're going to believe the Baal to say he gave it as a pikadon, then of course you're going to believe the Baal to say he gave it as shlich l'olacha. But anyway, back in the Gemara, so Itmar, Baal Amar L'Pikadon, the husband says, I gave the get to this guy, but only as a Pikadon. Shlish Amar L'Gerishin, and the Shliach says, no, he gave it to me to be Megarish's wife, with that I'm the Shliach L'Kabbalah, and I received the get on behalf of the wife. So, me Neman, who's believed? Is the woman divorced or not? So, Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman, Rav Huna says the husband is believed, then they're not divorced. Rav Chisda Amar Shlish Neman, and Rav Chisda says the Shlish is believed, then they are divorced. So, what's the svar for each one? Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman, Rav Huna says it's Mitstaver that the Baal is believed, de misa de legerishin yavin el day, because if he really gave it to him, l'shem gerishin, l'didav yavlan ela, he would have given it to her directly. Why would he give it to a shliach as opposed to giving it directly to her? Rav Chista amar shlish neman, Rav Chista says, no, the shliach is believed, tahimne, because after all, the Baal trusted him, meaning by the fact that he gave him the get, he gives him the ne'emanos that I gave it to you as something to effectuate a gerishin, and the Baal cannot be makhish that ne'amonus that he has already granted the guy. Meaning by entrusting him with the get, you are also saying, and whatever you say about this get, I am hereby automatically believing. Rashi explains that the ne'amonus is mitam migo, that since the shliach could just give the get to the isha, and when the woman has the get, she's ne'amonus to say that she's niskarsha, so too the shliach can keep the get and say that it was given to him l'shem gerishin. Tosos rejects Rashi, he has a whole bunch of kashas on Rashi, and he says that the reason that the shliach is neman is because since the Baal gave the get to the shliach and trusted him, so it's al das kein that he gave it to him, that if you ever say that it was l'shem gerishin, then retroactively that's my kavana. Meaning even if my kavana right now is to give it to you only as a pikadon, but by trusting you with it, I am hereby telling you that if you ever claim that it is l'shem gerishin, then that's my das. Then it's l'shem gerishin. That's how Tosos understands. So fundamental machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, that Rav Huna says the Baal is Neman, and Rav Chista says the Shliach is Neman, and they are in fact divorced. So says Gemara, let's try to bring Raya's. Masav Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba brings a Braisa that seems against Rav Huna. Hodas, Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami, a person that's molded to somebody else that he owes him money, that's as good as having 100 Eidim testify that he owes him money and he has to pay him. So Ushlish Neman Mishnehen, and Ushlish is Neman more than two Baal Eidim. Ketzad, Ze Omer Kach, Ze Omer Kach. If one guy says one way, the other guy says the other way, shlish ne'aman. If the money was given to a shlish, to a third party, and the guy tainas that the balamos gave it to the shlish in order that he should be kona it on his behalf, whereas the mafkid says, no, I didn't give it to the shlish to be kona on your behalf, I gave it to him as a pikadon. So the shlish is more ne'aman than either of the balidin themselves. So if the shlish says that it was given to me as a pikadon, it's a pikadon. If he says it was given to me to be zocha on behalf of the other fellow, he's zocha on behalf of the other other fellow. But bottom line is, you see that the shlish is Naaman. Even though everybody is together, we don't say that if he would have wanted it to give it to, if he would have wanted to give it to the fellow, he would have given it to him directly. The shlish has this automatic Naamanus. So isn't that a raya against Rav Huna, who said that the Baal is Naaman? So says Murno, shiny moment is Yavlu Mechilu. We could be Mechali between Mammon and a get. Because by Mammon, you could be Mochal on Mammon. So it's Mistaver that by giving Mammon to a shlish, you're having Kavana to rely fully on the shlish. And even if you're telling something that's not true, you're being Mochal on the Mammon that he should be allowed to give it to the other guy. As opposed to by a get, which is Isser Veheter, you don't have the ability to give the shlish that kind of nehmanus, that even if I didn't give it to him l'shem gerushin, that somehow magically we're going to be divorced. If you didn't give it l'shem gerushin, you didn't have the requisite das to get divorced. But Rav Chisda would hold that even by a get, a shlish is nehman, because the husband is actually saying that my das in giving you this get is whatever you say my das is in giving you this get. But Rav Huna would say, no, that's a big leap to say that. If he really intended it as a bikadon, then it cannot function l'gerushin. Frek the Gemara, how can you say that that's only about mamon v'atanya v'chein legitin? But it says in the Brisa that v'chein legitin, it's also about gitin, not only about mamon. It says where gite mamon. The word get sometimes means a divorce document, and sometimes it just means a shtar. So like the whole parak in Masechet Bavasur called get pashut has nothing to do with divorce documents. It's just about shtaros in general. Get just means a shtar. So here also, when it says v'chein legitin, it means monetary documents. V'atanya, but don't we have another Brisa, v'chein l'shtaros? That says in addition to v'chein l'gitin, it's also v'chein l'shtaros. So that tells me gitin doesn't mean just a regular shtar, because shtaros means just a regular shtar. So midi gavi adati tanya, what were the two brisas mentioned together? They were not mentioned together. They were not the same brisa. So since they're two separate brisas, so one of them means v'chein l'gite mamon, and the other one also means v'chein l'shtare mamon, and they're repetitive because they're not the same brisa, and that's fine. But it never talks about a get itself. So now the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah on the sheet of Rav Chisda. So again, Rav Chisda is one that said that the shlish is Naaman. But Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Isha Shah Amres Kabali Giti, a woman says, I'm being Mimani you to be Makabal and I get from my husband on my behalf. And then the shliach comes back and he says he was Makayim the shlichus and he was Makabal to get. Our Mishnah says the woman's going to need two sets of Edim, two Edim to verify that she in fact appointed that guy as a Shliach, and two other Edim to be made that he was Mekabel, that the Shliach was Mekabel to get from the husband and tore it up. And if the Shlish is Neman, we could ask, why does the woman have to bring Edim that she said to the Shliach to be Mekabel to get on her behalf, and Edim that he actually received the get and tore it up? Just believe the shlish. If you always believe a shlish, just believe the shlish. If he says kibalti, says kibalti. So mikanafi gita mitus yadi delamne says Gemara. No. We believe the shlish when he's holding the get. So he says, I have the get. So believe me when I tell you that this get was given l'shem gerushin. But in our Mishnah, we're not talking about where he's holding the get, where you could then believe him by virtue of the fact that he's holding the get. The Mishnah's talking about where the get is already torn up. So the entire nemunus of the shlish is only when the get is in his hand. So because he could just as easily give the get to the woman, so he's believed to say that it was given to him l'shem gerushin. But if the get's already torn up, he doesn't have that mego. He doesn't have that ability to give the get to the woman. So says the Gemara, Tenach Amra, Kibel Amali. So I understand very well that she needs Edim, that she told the Shliach to be Mekabel to get on her behalf, because the get is Karua and you don't have amigo. But why do you need Edim to say that the Shliach was in fact Mekabel to get from the husband? Even if it's torn up, the bottom line is he's got a torn up get in his hand. So he obviously received the get at some point in time. So all I would need Edim for, Lechora, is that that this guy is in fact a shaliach. So Rabbi Hamani, Rabbi Lazar, Damar Edim Mesira Karti. Our Mishnah assumes, like Rabbi Lazar, that the Edim that see the Mesiras get to the Isha are the ones that give a power to the get and are co-race between the husband and the wife. They create the severance of the marriage. So it's not enough that they see a torn get in the guy's hand. They need to be made that they saw that he was in fact Mekabel the get. So once the Gemara talks about the Mishnah, we highlight another thing about the Mishnah. Kara Lamali. Why does the shliach at all have to be korea v'get in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you need edim that he received the get and then tore it. Why does he have to tear it? Some Rav Dimrav, v'shasa gzeiras shanu. Our Mishnah must have been taught at a time when there was a gzeiras malchus against doing mitzvahs. So they were choshesh that if they were to leave the get intact after it was received, it would cause them problems. They'd get arrested. They'd get in trouble. So therefore, they tore up the get. Trumas Hadeshin points out in Tshuva that which we tear a get nowadays is for the same reason. But there's no gzeira. You're not going to get in trouble for having a get. So he says, yeah, sometimes when we make a gzeiras malchus, we keep the gzeira in place even when there's... When we make a takana because of gzeiras malchus, we keep the takana in place even when the gzeiras malchus goes away. Like we find by Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah that because of the gzeira, they moved Tkiyah Shofar from Shachris to Musaf. Even though the gzeira was batel, the minhag is not batel, and we still do Tkiyah Shofar by Musaf and not by Shachris. Perhaps part of that is a concern that you never know when the gzeira is going to come back, when the gzeiras malchus is going to come back. Or perhaps part of that is just very simply to remind us that we're in Gullus. And even if it's not a legitimate concern that the gzeira is going to come back, but we want to remember that we're in a kind of situation where at any moment any gzeira can come back because we're still in Gullus. We're still not in times of Geula. So that's part of our attitude of appreciating the fact that we are in Gullus. So the Gemara brings another situation that even Rav Huna would agree that the Shlish is Neman against the husband, or that somebody's Neman against the husband. Amar Rabba, Umod Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Moda, even though he holds that the Shlish is not Neman, he's Moda, the Amar Ihi, that if the woman says, L'didi Amar Li Shlish to the Gerish in Yahavi Ne'ale, that the Shlish told me that it was given to the husband, gave him the get, L'shem Gerishin Mehemna, then the woman is believed. So even Rav Huna says, if a Shlish claims that it was given L'shem Gerishin, and the husband disputes that claim, we don't believe the Shlish, we'll say, if the woman says that the Shlish told her it was the Shem Gerishin, then we do believe the Shlish. Says the Gemara, that makes no sense. How could that make sense? If the Shlish himself were to tell us, Kli Rishon, directly from his mouth, that it was given to him as a get, we don't believe him. But if she says that the Shlish told her that very same thing, then we believe her. Her whole statement is only coming, Mikoach the Shlish, who we just said that we don't believe. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, so no, what Rabbi meant to say is that Rav Huna's moda that Yomra kama'i didi legerish miyavi ne'ale, that I saw with my own eyes, it was right in front of me, that it was given to the shlish l'shem gerishin, then mehemna, then she's ne'amenes, migo di bayomra lidida yavi ne'ale bal, migo, that she could have said that the husband gave it directly to her, meaning if she was going to lie, she could have lied and said that she herself received the get from the husband, and then she would have been believed to say such a thing. So too, that now that she's not saying that, she's saying, I just saw him give it to the Shlish, L'shem Gerishin, she's going to be Na'amenes as well. So now the Gemara brings a situation that even though the Baal, the Isha, the Shlish, are all saying the same thing, and they're all agreeing that the divorce happened, we believe none of them. So Baal Omer L'Gerishin, Shlish Omer L'Gerishin, V'hi Amra Omeres Nasan Livava. Husband says, I gave her a get and it was a gerishin. Shlish says, I received the get on her behalf and it was a gerishin. She says, yeah, the get was given to me and I lost it. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, have a davar sheva erva. Rabbi Yochanan says, this din is about a davar sheva erva. The woman was, last we knew, she was becheskas eishas ish and asura to the entire world, and we're trying to establish that she's no longer an eishas ish. Vein davar sheva erva pachs mishnayim. We have a klal that a davar sheva erva is never going to work with less than two edim, and since we don't have kasher edim that she was niskarsha, even though the Baal, the Isha, and the Shlish are all moda that she's niskarsha, we don't believe any of them, and she's also like an eishas ish. So Gemara explains the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. Vamai, why do I need shnei edim for such a thing? V'lehem ne l'shlish, why don't we just believe the Shlish to say that he received it l'shem gerish, and like Rav Chista said, that the Shlish is neman. So why can't they, according to Rav Chista at least, why can't I just trust the Shlish? This is Raya, the Rif says, that the halacha is like Rav Chista, because this whole kasha only makes sense according to Rav Chista, right? We're asking, oh, why don't you believe the Shlish like we always believe the Shlish? Well, only Rav Chista says we always believe the Shlish, so that's Rif says, it's a Raya that we paskel like Rav Chista. However, all the other Rishonim, the Balmor, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rosh, they all quote Rabbeinu Ephraim that reject the Raya, because when the Baal is not makhish the Shlish, Everyone agrees the shlish is neman. So the kasha makes sense even according to Rav Huna. I mean, Rav Huna only said the baal is neman when the baal is against the shlish. But when there's no one being machlish the shlish, of course the shlish is neman. So we're asking, if the shlish is normally neman, why isn't he neman over here? So it says, well, mikanavigita mitusiyadi dilhamne. The whole nemanus of the shlish is only because he had a get in his hand. Over here, he has no get in his hand, and therefore he's not going to be neman. So frankly, marvelahamne le baal, why don't we believe the husband at least? That if a husband says, I divorced my wife, he's Ne'aman. So says Mar, Mikam or Girashi, does the Baal say that I divorced my wife, that we should be Maminim? He's saying that he gave the get to a Shlish, Bitora Shliach Laholacha. And he doesn't know if the Shlish ever delivered it, so he has no way of knowing whether he's divorced. So I could believe the husband from today until tomorrow, but he doesn't know. I know that he doesn't know. So says Mara, what do you mean he doesn't know? V'leima chazaka, shliach lasu shlichuso. Well, if he made a guy, a shliach lalacha, to deliver the get to his wife, don't we have a chazaka that when you make a shliach, the shliach follows through? And he does the shlichus. If a person tells a shliach to be makadish in the isha for him, and he never identifies which isha to be makadish, umei shlucho, and the shliach dies before he reports back on which isha he was makadish, this guy is not allowed to marry anybody, because you have to be choshesh that maybe any woman that he finds is a relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh on his behalf. And you can't say, oh, but maybe the shliach was never mekadesh anyone, because chazaka shliach was shlichuso. If you told the shliach to be mekadesh nisha for you, he was mekadesh nisha for you. You have a chazaka that a shliach does the shlichuso. Why don't we say the same thing over here, that if the husband says that I gave a get to the shliach to be megarish my wife, that the husband should be believed, and the husband knows what he's talking about, because after all, the chazaka is that the shliach did what he was supposed to do and was megarish the wife. So says Marna, hanimi l'chumra, aval kulalo. This chazaka that the shliach is also shlichuso is only to be choshish for that l'chumra, to asur the shaleach on all of the women in the world. But to be somich on such a chazaka, even the kula, to say that he for sure gave her the shliach for sure gave the woman the get, and thereby to be matirinacious ish, we don't apply such a chazaka. So says Gemara, okay, last chance though, v'lehemna l'dida. We already explained why we don't believe the shliach. We already explained why we don't believe the Baal. Why don't we believe her? She's saying she got divorced. Based on Rav Amnuna, because after all, a woman is believed to say that she's divorced because you have a chazaka, a woman who would never have the azus, would never have the gall to say in front of her husband that he divorced her when it's not true. So if she says that she's divorced, she's divorced. The Rashash and the Marsha raised the question that in this case, that the husband sent the get through a shliach, you can't say chazaka eini ishami is a panela b'fnei baila, because the husband doesn't know. Eini ishami is a panela is that she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say what he knows to be false right in front of his face. But over here, he doesn't know anything to be false. So Gilya Marsha suggests, in the name of the Big Day Kahuna, that this is also considered a ha'aza to say that she's divorced, even if the husband doesn't know any better. And with the tziruf of the chazaka of shliach hasa shlichuso, the Gemara thinks we could be somich on that, even the kula. So it says, Gemara, no, you can't. The idea that a woman would never have the chutzpah to lie about being divorced is only if there's nobody there to be mechazik her lie. But if there are other people that are confirming and being mechazik her lie, the Baal and the Shliach, and everyone is saying it, so then we assume the woman would say it even if it wasn't true. So to summarize what we just did, we said that if the Baal, the Shliach, and the Isha all say that she's divorced, but we don't have a get to prove that she's divorced, none of them are believed. And then the Gemara went one by one explaining why each of them are not believed. And we said, we're not going to believe the Shliach, because he doesn't have a get, and his whole ne'amanus would only come from the get. We're not going to believe the Baal, because he can't know whether they're divorced, because he only sent a shliach la'olacha, and we don't apply the principle of chazaka shliach hasa shlichuso. And we're not going to believe the woman, because we assume that a woman would be meis panela b'fnei baila to lie about the gerushin if she has a support system that's confirming that lie. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us the following. Generally speaking, a father is zoche in the kiddushin of his daughter as long as she's a ketana or a nara, not when she's a bogeres. and therefore he could receive a get on her behalf as well. The Chum derived this from the Hekesh of the Yotzav HaHaisa, that just like Kiddushei Laviha, so to her Gerushin is done Al Yidei Aviha. So now we're going to have a Machlokas. What about a Nara Hamu Rasa? Do we assume that only the father could be Mekabel her get? Or that since she's a Nara, she's already over Bas Mitzvah, she herself could be Mekabel her get? And once we're talking about that, the Mishnah is also going to talk about at what age a Ketana can become divorced at all. So Nara Marasa, if you have a Nara Hamurasa, a young girl that has Erisin. There is a Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether we're talking about Dafka Nara or also a Ketana, but let's assume Nara. Hiva via Mekabel Neskita, both she and her father have the rights to be Mekabel her get. She's already over Bas Mitzvah, so she has the ability to be Mekabel her get, and her father can be Mekabel the get, because so long as she's still a Nara, she's still in his rishus. Amar Rav Yehuda ein shtei yadayim zochas kacha. Says can't be that there are two separate people that both have the right to receive her get. Ella avia mekabel zgita bilvad. Only her father can be mekabel get. She has no ability to be megarish on her own. So the Mishnah adds, "V'kol shein yichol lishmar zgita ein yichol lizgarish." In general, any ketana that doesn't have the das to be able to watch over her get does not have the das that's necessary in order to become divorced. Because the Torah says when it comes to Gerushin, the Shilcha Mibeso, so the Gemara in Yevamos Darshins, that Gerushin only applies to a woman that's Meshalcha Beinu Chazeres, that when you send her out of the house, she's not going to keep coming back as if she doesn't understand that it's over. But this woman is Meshalcha, and she is Chazeres, so since she doesn't have any Das, to refrain from that, she's not going to stay away from him. She's not going to be able to be miscarriage at all, even if her father receives the get on her behalf. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that if her father receives the get, she's more gracious, even if she does not know how to be shomer nesgita. That's a Tosfos paskins. Because if the reason that you need a yad to be mekabel is that you need a yad to be mekabel the get, when the father's mekabel the get, you don't need her yad. And if it's based on Meshalcha Beinu Chozeres, she has a father, so she's not going to be Chozeres, because the father won't let her be Chozeres. But anyway, let's assume like Rashi, that no matter who's receiving her get, if she's so young that she doesn't even know not to come back to the house after he divorced her, so then the Gerushin, she's too young to actually get divorced. So says the Gemara, B'maykamifti, what is the Nukudas HaMachlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Nara Maras is able to receive her own get? So Rabbanan Savri, Yad Yaserta Zachliya La Rachmana, that the Torah gives her an extra Yad to be Mekabler get. When she was a Ketana, only the father would be Mekabler get. Once she becomes a Nara, we also allow her to be Mekabler get. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, B'makom Aviha, Yad Dila Lav Klumi, that as long as her father is able to be mekabel the get, her yad means nothing, and therefore she's not able to be mekabel the get. So then we said, "V'kol sheni chol lishmar zgita," that any girl who's too young to be shomer the get is too young to be divorced. So what does that mean? Yichol lishmar zgita. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that elaborates. Ketana yodas lishmar zgita miskareshes. If a girl is old enough to know that she to be shomer her get, she could be divorced. V'sheni yodas lishmar zgita ain't a miskareshes. And if she's not old enough to be shomer her get, then she's not miskareshes. So veizu ketana yodas lishmar zgita. What is a ketana who knows to be shomer her get? As long as she could be shomer the get and something else. So says Mar, my comrade, what do you mean by that? She could. What makes her old enough to be shomer get if she could be shomer get and something else? How does that sentence even make sense? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hachi comrade. No, what we mean to say is, if she loses the get, she'll just start watching over some other document. If she can at least do that, then she's old enough to get divorced. Says Gemara, at least do that. That's the biggest shtos in the world. That means that she has no das. Maskar of Hunabar Menoach, Hashota Bealmi. That's just Tamashota. You ask her, where's your get? And she pulls out a shopping list. Here it is. That's a bigger shota than someone who just says, I lost it and I couldn't be shomer anymore. So how can you say that's the definition of the das that you need to be shomer the get? No. So Elam Rav Hunabar Menoach, Mishmei Derav Acha, Bered Ravika, Kol Shemav Chenes Ben Gita L'davar Acher. It means a ketanu who knows how to distinguish between her get and something else. That's a woman who's Mishaleches Ve'eno Chazeres, who Mishalcha Ve'eno Chazeres. And therefore, such a woman can be divorced. So in the Bryce, it says Kol Shem Shmeres Gita Vidavar Acher, it means that she knows how to distinguish between Gita and davar acher, that a get is something that she cannot throw out and she has to protect, and a shopping list is something that she could throw out. So once the Gemara discusses at what age a katana is able to get divorced, the Gemara discusses also at what age a katan is able to make kinyanim, whether it be for himself or whether it be for other people. If you have a katan that has enough das to distinguish between a rock and a nut, an edible nut, then if you give him a rock, he'll throw it away. But if you give him a nut, he'll take it for himself to eat. So that's old enough to make a kinyan for himself, but not old enough to make a kinyan for other people. If you give him an item and tell him make a kinyan on behalf of somebody else, you could still be chozer. That kinyan is not made, even though you've already given it to him. Chayfa to machzir lachasha. But if he has a little more das, and if you give him an object, and then when you ask for it back from him later on, he still has it and he can return it to you, then zocha ben liasma ben liachirim. Then he's old enough to be zocha, both for himself and to other people. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim about the entire din of zechia lekatan, the idea that a katan can be zocha. Is that a din min haTorah, or is that a din that's only mitakanas chachamim? Tosus in Dibra Maskel Shaini assumes that in our sugi we're talking about a case where there's a das acheres being maknet to the katan, and only then is the zechia min haTorah. Meaning a katan can acquire things min haTorah when there's someone giving it to him, there's someone being maknet it to him. But if you have a metzia, let's say, where he just finds it on the ground and he has to do the entirety of the kinyan, so then the zechia is only going to be midrabanon mipnei darkei shalom that we spoke about a few days ago. The shach in Siman Reish Mem Gimel Sifkan Vav writes that it's dochak to say such a chiluk that's not mentioned in the Gemara whatsoever about zechias katan, and there's no svara to be mechalik that way, because if he's zocha in a matana for himself, it means he has the koach to be zocha, and therefore he should be able to be zocha in a metzia as well. So that which the Gemara says that a metzia is cheirishot of a katan, that he's zocha in mipnei darkei shalom, that means a katan who's younger than the age of tzor v'zocha v'egos v'notlo. That's the shach's chiddush. That a metzia is cheirishot of a katan, if he's already at the age of tzor v'zocha v'egos v'notlo, he can even be zocha in the metzia midaraisa. But if he's below that age, then he can only be zocha midrabanon mipnei darkei shalom in a metzia. But it's got nothing to do with das acheres makna, against the shita of Tosfos, who says that a katan can only be kone on a daraisa level when it's das acheres. When it's das acheres makna. So that's a bit of the discussion. There's a much bigger discussion with the Ketzos about this issue. So the Gemara brings those who disagree. This was Rav Yehuda Amar Vasi, who says that if he's at the age where he knows to keep the nut, throw away the rock, he could be zocha for himself and not for others. But if he's already old enough to know that if you give him something, he's got to protect it, so if you come back for it later, he should be able to produce it for you, so then he could even be zocha for other people. So when I said this teaching of Rav Asi in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, says Rav Yehuda, that David Achasi, that they have the same din, whether he's at the age of Zorko Egos Noto, or whether Chayfetz Maxi Lachasha, you give him a Chayfetz and he returns it a little bit later, they have the same din, not like Rav Asi, who's mechalik between them, that at the earlier stage he cannot be Zorko Lacherim, at the later stage he can be Zorko Lacherim. So my David Achasi, what do you mean they have the same din? What's the din? Is the din that he could be Zocha in for Acherim at both of those stages of life? Or that he can be Zocha for Acherim at neither of those stages of life? So Rav Chista, Echazev Echazev Zocha Liatzmo V'ein Zocha LaAcherim, that he could be Zocha for Acherim at neither of those stages of life. So whereas Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Asi, that if he gets to the stage where he can keep an item that when you come back to retrieve it, he'll still have it, he can even be zocha la'acherim, Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said that a katan, when he knows to keep a nut and throw away a rock, can make kinyanim for himself, but he's not going to be able to be zocha la'acherim until much, much later, until he becomes a gadol. So the Gemara asks on Rav Chista's explanation of Shmuel from our Mishnah. Shlomo HaMelech and his Beis Din made a gezeira that you're not allowed to carry out in a chatzar and a mavoi, even though they're both from a chatzar to a mavoi, even though they're both a rishus yachid, lest you come to carry from rishus yachid to rishus rabbi. So the chum were misakein a heter called the shitufei mavuos, that all the residents contents of the mavui joined together, and they buy an item of food and they leave it in one of the chatzeros of that mavui, and therefore it's all considered to be one big chatzer, because that's where all of their shared food is. The box of matzahs that they all share is there. So just like they all have equal rights in the chatzer of the box of matzahs, is so too they have all equal rights in all of the chatzeros. So no one's going to confuse carrying from those chatzeros to the mavoi between carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because now it's like a super Rosh Hashanah. So Masaf Rav Chinna Vardaan, Rav Chinna, who is from the city of Vardanya, asked the following. We learned in the missionary of Ketzan Mishtafin B'mavoi. How do the one of the B'nai Mavoi wants to participate in Shtufin Mavuos for the other B'nai Mavoi in his barrel of wine? How does he how do we allow him to include everybody in the food and wine that he has in order to create the Shtufin Mavuos? So Meniach HaSachavis, he has this barrel of Omer, and he says, Harezu l'kol b'nei ha-mavui. I am being mezakeh this barrel of wine for everybody in the mavui. U'mezakeh lehem, and then he's mezakeh to them, al yedei b'no bito ha-gedolim, through his adult children, val yedei avdo v'shevchaso ivrim, or through his Jewish servants. And they'll be the ones to make the kinyan on behalf of all of the people in the mavui, so that they can have a shituve mavuos. So I shivcha, this shivcha, this Jewish shivcha that we're talking about, that's making this kinyan. Hey chidami, how old is she? Ida asya shtei saros. If she's already a gedol and she has shtei saros, my bayagabe, she should no longer be a shivcha. The halach is a shivcha that becomes a nara is yotza l'cheirus, not a shivcha kanana. Shivcha kanana stays forever, but an ame ivria that becomes a nara goes free, so she shouldn't be a shivcha anymore. Allah the last shtei saros. It must be that we're talking about where she's still very young. V'katani zocha l'acherim. Ooh, you see that even before she becomes a gedola, she has the ability to make a kinyan on behalf of other people. Isn't that against Rav Chista? Rav Chista learned within the Shita of Shmuel that even when a katan is at this stage where if you give him something and then you come back to fetch it later, he'll still have it. He still cannot be zocha l'acherim because he's a katan. But here you see that a shivcha, an ama ivria, can be zocha l'acherim. Says Mar Shaini Shitufim Mavuos through Rabbanan, that's different, because that's talking about Shitufim Mavuos, which is only Midrabbanan, and Shitufim Mavuos Midrabbanan we allow him to be Zocha. So says Mar Amrav Chista Ishtik Vardaan, that Rav Chinna Vardaan became like a mute by not responding to that question. How does he not have a teretz for that? So says Mar Mayav Leilamemer, what did you want him to answer to that? So called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kendar Reis Tikkun. What he should have answered is that whenever the Rabbanan make a takana, it's always patterned after a din d'oraisa. So he should have given that answer. That called the tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tikkun. We're going to stop there because this conversation continues to go on pretty much. Now let's go a little bit further. V'idach, so the Gemara says, I'll explain why Rav Chinna didn't give that answer called Dig Rabbanan. Ki amrin called Dig Rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun b'milsa di'isla ikur min haTorah. When do we say called Dig Rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun? That's only if it's something that has an ikur min haTorah that's based on a din daraisa and the Chum added to a din daraisa. So then the Rabbanan are misakin that it should be ken daraisa. Avul milsa di'isla ikur min haTorah, but something that has no ikur min haTorah, like Shitufei Mavuos, which is a pure Takonis Chachamim, has no Iker Min HaTorah, so lo, then the Rabbanan are not Mesakein, Kein D'Oraisa. And therefore, Rav Chinna was not Docha, the Teretz of the Gemara, that it's Dafka Shitufei Mavuos to Rabbanan, that Chomer Mesakein, that a Katan can be Zocha for other people. Itaka is Dafka by Shitufei Mavuos mid Rabbanan. It should not apply to other Kinyanim, because Shitufei Mavuos to Rabbanan are not a Doraisa, and they're not even a Kain Doraisa. They would never be Mesakein that it's even a Kain Doraisa. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up from Masiv Rav Avya, the next challenge against Rav Chista's understanding of Shmuel that a katan is not able to be zocha avor acherim, to be zocha on behalf of other people. This is again our last year from Camp Keli, so the next year will be Thursday morning Be'ezras Hashem on Thursday's daf. It's going to be covering Thursday's daf, so that's back to our regular schedule. Thank you for all those who stuck with us through all the inconsistencies here in Camp Keli.
Have a nice trip back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zantaz.